This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 98 for Wednesday, October 11th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday, down $1 to $6. The November contract down $1.80 at $702.80 per ton. Yesterday's close below $710 in the November contract was bearish from a chart standpoint, encouraging additional follow-through selling. However, the next psychological support at $700 did hold. Chicago soybeans and soy oil futures were both weaker, accounting for some spillover selling pressure. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also down. Seasonal harvest pressure should be easing, though, with Manitoba's canola harvest at 87% complete in the latest weekly report. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both lower, while corn held on to gains. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's monthly USDA supply-demand report was a feature. Soybeans hit their weakest levels in 4 months, the November contract down 19 cents at $12.52 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 43% complete as of this past Sunday, slightly ahead of expectations. Condition ratings for what was still in the field dipped, slightly losing 1 point in the good-to-excellent category, now at 51%. Opinions on U.S. soybean yields are divided ahead of tomorrow's report, with some traders expecting an increase from the 50.1 bushels per acre forecast in September, and others calling for a small cut. Solid exports did help temper the declines in soybeans to some extent. The USDA announced private export sales of 121,000 tons of soybeans to China and an additional 213,000 tons to other unknown destinations. Corn, it managed to hold on to small gains, with dryness concerns in Argentina said to be behind some of the buying interest. The December contract up 2 cents at $4.88 per bushel. U.S. corn condition ratings were left unchanged at 53% good to excellent, with the harvest at 34% complete. Expectations are also mixed on corn yields ahead of tomorrow's report, with average guesses calling for a small reduction from the 173.8 bushels per acre currently projected by the USDA. Wheat futures, they are lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in December at 7.18 per bushel. Kansas City down 4 cents in the December contract at 6.67 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 2 cents at 5.56. U.S. winter wheat planting was 57% complete in the latest weekly report. That's in line with the average for this time of year. Emergence came in at 29%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 11th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.